So on one side, we are told that we shouldn't read too much advanced Krishna Leela because we are not yet mature. But another idea is also that if we don't know what we are meant to aspire for, how will we ever aspire for it? So how do we balance between the two? See, first thing is that it's not that we are never meant to read Krishna Leela. At one time in Back to Godhead, some devotee wrote a very esoteric article about Ras Leela. And Prabhupada said, we cannot publish this in Back to Godhead. That is for general people. And then, when some devotee wrote a nice description of some prayers of the gopis, Gopi Gita. And then the editor said, we cannot publish this. Prabhupada said that. Then that devotee went to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, in Back to Godhead, we are not meant to boycott the gopis.
Boycott is typically British English word. We are not meant to boycott the gopis.
They are our worshipable examples of paradigms of devotion. So definitely we can write about them. But write in a proper reverential mode. Write with proper understanding. I give the example. Prabhupada himself gave the Krishna book. And Krishna book, he did not, we can say that he did not censor out some things. He gave the Ras Leela also over there. But he gave adequate philosophical padding to help us understand it properly. So in that sense, it's not that the books of Krishna Leela, they're not meant to be read at all. We should read them, definitely. Now, there are our own, that's our own tradition. So, for example, you know, there is Gopal Champu, which beautifully expands on the 10th canto pastimes of Krishna. There's Anand Vrindavan Champu, which especially expands on the Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And they're very beautiful books. There are some sections are esoteric, but others are also very beautiful. So, by reading them, we can get to know Krishna more. So, the important thing is not that whether we read or don't read. Ultimately, these are our acharyas. And if we don't read their books, who is going to read the books? If outside scholars read also, what will they understand? They will simply do some academic analysis. So it is our responsibility that we relish the legacy that our tradition has provided. And then we share that legacy. We perpetuate and expand that legacy. So definitely we are meant to read. What Srila Prabhupada was against was especially thinking that there can be a shortcut to spiritual advancement. So, if we just neglect Prabhupada's books, and the Prabhupada books are often quite philosophical, and sometimes we may feel this is not so entertaining, let me read some stories. So then, at that time, the attitude is not so much of service. The attitude is of what gives me pleasure, or what doesn't cause me so much strain. Now, reading all this philosophy just tires me out. The stories are so nice to read. So if the attitude is simply our comfort and our enjoyment, then we will not benefit much. But if our attitude is service, Prabhupada, in the first chapter of the first canto itself, he tells the serious student, there are many commentaries written by previous acharyas, and the serious student would do well to read these commentaries. And amazingly enough, there Prabhupada even gives non-Gaudiya commentators. He gives Vallabhacharya also. He has also written a very important commentary in the Bhagavad. The serious student should read that. So it is not that Prabhupada did not want us to read previous acharyas' books or that we are not meant to read. It is just that we have to do it maturely. And we have to do it in the mood of service. So if we read Prabhupada's books systematically, and basically the idea is not that we have to read all the books, say, 5 times, 10 times. It's not a matter of number. It's that we understand Prabhupada's mood. We are able to see the previous acharya's books in the light of what Prabhupada has given us. So when we are able to see it that way, then we will appreciate the previous acharyas as exalted individuals with whom Prabhupada has connected us. So if we, by studying Prabhupada's books and hearing from Prabhupada's followers, we assimilate that mood of Prabhupada, then reading previous acharya's books is wonderful. In fact, that's why we have many many senior devotees in our movement now presenting the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. We have Bhanu Maharaj, who's given his life to translating many of the acharya's books. We have Shivaram Maharaj, who's presenting those books in contemporary ways. Who's presenting Krishna and Vrindavan. So basically the idea is devotees who feel inspired to read about Krishna Leela, they should be able to do it in a way that is harmonious with the presentation of Prabhupada. And so if we still feel a little hesitant, then we can maybe, instead of reading those books, we can hear. Many devotees do give classes on, especially during the retreats or some other places. You can hear those classes. So as long as we are not taking a shortcut and just doing things which will give us some enjoyment, we're doing it in the mode of service, then yes, it is our tradition and we are meant to relish it. And we are meant to know what is our goal and aspire for it. But we do it not in the mode of, as I said, enjoyment or bypassing Prabhupada, but rather we take his blessings, assimilate his mood, and then we read gradually. Does that answer the question? Thank you. Yes, Prabhupada.